traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I never even listened to his music
really?
In the first place.
You're telling me you didn't listen to it?
No, I didn't listen. I don't know anything. Who is R. Kelly?
High and fresh
out the kitchen. Mama rolling that. No, 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 no.
This is going to be the most degenerate podcast ever. We are in bad shape right now. First off, we're missing Spencer. He's in China. Our vegan soy boy is gone. Mikey took a tumble.
I took a bad tumble, man. That's why I'm wearing this hat.
Can you show them the brute and turn your head so it catches the light? Because this is, he's got a full on giant pimple on his head. Yee.
How's the light? Can you see it?
It's ugly, dude. Oh, man. He's got raspberries on his knee. How fast were you going? It was on a skateboard.
I was clocked by the cops on the 405 doing 80.
80? 80 miles an hour?
Yeah, on a skateboard.
Damn.
But that's crazy. I busted my shit, bro. I'm slightly concussed. I got to wear this beanie now. And you know I get hot anyways. Now I got the fucking beanie on.
You think that's bad? Yo, last night, so I'm sick too. That's my problem. Last night, I sweat the bed. The whole bed is sweating.
Better than
sweating
the bed.
It might as well be the same thing. Yeah. And then I woke up convulsing because of how cold I am. And also, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world.
In the world.
A little late on the intro. How you guys doing? If you're not subscribed, make sure to subscribe. Join the fam bam. If you listen to podcasts on iTunes and Spotify, good news, we're there. We do an extended audio Q&A with the guest after the visual is done. And we have a dope guest today who apparently is feeling like us, a little down.
Yeah, but his was self-imposed.
That's true.
Self-caused.
That's true. Guys, I do want to introduce our guest. He is one of the most well-known people on the internet. With nearly 18 million followers on Instagram alone, he's an actor, a stand-up comedian, a director, creator, producer, writer, rapper, and an incredible music composer. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Johann Sebastian Bach.
Hold on, I
made a mistake.
What?
Sorry.
That is not.
It's King Batch, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Say, mama, that ain't my name. Mama, oh,
you got my song.
Little niggas
who play,
little baby, say, daddy.
Say,
mama, that ain't my. Oh, shit.
What up, Batch?
What up?
Good to see you, Batch.
What's happening? Yo, so I did that because I remember when I first started following you on Vine, uh-huh. and everyone, no one knew how to pronounce your last name.
Yeah, they say Bach.
Johann Sebastian Bach.
And I was like, damn.
And you finally cleared it up. It's Batch.
And you couldn't be further from Johann Sebastian Bach.
I started to play the piano because of it.
That's amazing. Can you still do that?
Yeah.
You got a lot of talents, Batch.
Yeah, I can do it.
Yeah, I mean, that was your song I just played.
Yeah, it was.
But you also, you make music now?
Yeah, you know, a little comedy music just to keep the kids happy.
Hey, can I ask you something, bro?
Yeah.
Are you okay right now?
Not okay. Definitely not. Which camera? Which camera's on me? One. Hey, I'm not okay. I've been doing this for 30 years. Y'all trying to kill me.
What do you mean you've been doing this? Aren't you 30?
I'm 30. I've been doing it since I was born.
Doing what? Podcast? The number one podcast in the world?
Came out the womb on Impulsive.
No, you said you were hungover, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was reading a lot last night.
Just without alcohol?
Books.
Belvedere?
Yeah, I've been reading a lot of books. Hey, are you sure this camera not on me? Because I feel like this should be the camera on me. Like, this one should not be on me. Because I don't want to turn my head to talk to this. I want to talk to you right here. Can I curse?
Yeah, you can.
Are you going to bleep it? Are you going to put the rubber ducky?
Nah.
All right, fuck it then.
Oh, shit. We're really going there.
What, so you were drinking last night?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Where were you? Warwick.
So I just finished this show. We just wrapped. And we went to do the celebration party. Whatever, what's it called? Rap party. So we did that yesterday, and it got crazy. Went to a strip club.
What?
Yeah. And one of my friends worked there.
No.
Yeah.
That you know, like a female?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And did you know she worked there?
Before? No, I had no idea. I didn't know she was a stripper. I go there, I was like, you work here? No. And she's like, yeah.
Before you got there, you were trying to like take her on dates and shit. You're like, listen, yo, I think you're a good girl.
What are her initials? Would I know her?
No, you wouldn't know her.
How do you know?
Because what's her first, I didn't even know. What, I don't know her name.
He just knows stage name.
I know her.
You know her
nickname.
Stripper name. Is it like Crystal or something?
No.
Autumn.
I can't say it.
Rainforest.
Cherry. Because
then it's going to get back to her and she's going to be like, oh, you're talking to me on the number one podcast in the world.
Yeah. We've had that happen before. Yeah. Okay. So you went through rap parties.
Yeah.
Are crazy.
Crazy.
You know, I mean, for me, I kind of discovered like,
when's the airplane mode rap party?
So we've done a lot of projects together. That's one of them.
Yeah.
Wait, I think we had the rap party for that.
Did we?
Were you there?
Manager Jeff is there.
Hey, what's up, bro? were you here the whole time?
No, I just wanted
to. Oh, that's crazy.
All right. No, but like you got a bunch of people working on set like professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden the rap party, the entire cast and crew gets drunk.
It's fuck.
Whoa, wasted. They get hammered. And so all the walls break down and everyone hooks up. And like you got like the
herpes.
You got herpes. Did you get herpes?
No, I didn't. That's good.
What would happen if you did a rap party like before you started shooting and the hookups happened beforehand and everyone got drunk before you started? Like, would that just wreck the project?
No, I don't think so. But I don't know. I've never done that.
We should try.
Maybe
that.
We should try that.
Like a start party.
A kickoff.
Yeah, a kickoff.
So, you're doing shows. You're doing movies. Mm-hmm. When we were on Vine, and by the way, weren't you the most followed person on Vine when it was?
I was.
Damn.
And then they shut it down.
Motherfucker.
Is that where King Batch came from or no?
No, that came from high school. I dressed up for a school project and I was the only one that dressed up and it was like about royalty. And my teacher's like, oh, look at that. It's King Batch. At the time, they just called me Batch. I was like, oh, I like that. I'm going to keep that. You're going to make me a lot of money one day.
and they did. And you knew that.
Yeah.
Damn. But you started Vine when you were like 20, what, four?
25? I don't even know. 2013. Okay, if I'm 30 now,
it's 2000. It's 2017 now.
Is it 17 now?
2017.
It's actually it's 2019.
2019.
Yeah,
now.
You're off by what happened? Whatever. Were you in the chamber?
Did you see his head?
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
Fuck, I'm wearing this hat to cover.
Okay,
it's not even.
Just explain. Okay, you wipe out on the board going 85, 90, which is crazy. You
it
should
was
be
maxed,
dead.
It was maxed out.
Maxed out. Yeah. Downhill. Yeah. You're going downhill.
I was being chased by the cops.
Why didn't you fucking go like this?
That's what I asked him. Why didn't he use his hands?
Just did, but the velocity of the wind at that speed pushed my arms back, bro, and I just drilled my... So you know why I was riding it?
Why? You were escaping the cops?
This is a funny story.
Okay.
I was trying to figure out why I couldn't find new shit on Instagram. I kept... Yesterday.
What? Because it was broken.
I kept refreshing the feed. Instagram and so I'm like, it's got to be the service at this house.
Instagram
so I went 90 miles an hour on the skateboard to try to find service.
Oh, that's a true story.
And I never got service even after I fell. And so now I'm fucking suing Facebook, bro.
Oh, how much are you going to sue him for?
At least $500 million. Bro.
At least
that's his big break, dude.
Because bro,
he's not gonna be on the show anymore.
He's gonna go to Hong Kong,
bro. You have to understand. Before this accident yesterday, I was one of the most level-headed, like straight shooters, bro.
I never got
off topic, like just always like very corporate. Mm-hmm. And as soon as this happened, like now I'm just spazzing, bro.
You never spazzed before?
No,
never in your life.
Nah, he tweaks.
Yeah,
he tweaks.
I'm pretty sure.
Hey, so Spencer's in Hong Kong. You said you're going there on Sunday?
Yeah, we're filming the show out there.
Bring him back? Can you send him back?
We need him. How do I find him? Do you have a tracking device
Man,
on him?
Man, I just feel like he's going to be one of the few vegan white kids in China.
Yeah. Wow.
You'll see him. He's got glasses.
He's got hair.
You could probably find him in like a soy field just cutting down soy plants, bro.
Right.
What are you shooting out there?
So the show, we had the rap party yesterday.
Okay.
But
you're not wrapped yet?
We're not wrapped yet.
What the fuck?
Okay, so this is what's crazy. We're going to Hong Kong to finish two more episodes. Because we have two episodes that are in Hong Kong.
Yeah, so...
So we wrapped...
What?
We wrapped early.
Oh, you had the domestic rap part.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But the entire cast is wrapped except for me and another character.
What's the show?
It's called Sneakerheads. It hasn't come out yet.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
Are you a sneakerhead?
I was back... Remember Vine days?
Yeah.
All those Jordan Vines?
This was my favorite one, actually. I wanted to... You know this one. Everyone knows this one. This legend.
Oh, yeah.
Help me first!
I'll save you.
Woohoo! He's already gone.
Yeah, but that backflip, though.
Oh, my gosh. I still have that shirt in my closet. I can never wear it again.
But that backflip, though?
No.
This shirt.
That shirt right there.
Why?
Because whenever I wear it, they're like, oh, it's a backflip shirt. That's a backflip. I was like, that's in the past. You fuck.
Oh shit. So am I a hole for bringing it up?
No. It's
no. This was a staple.
And then him and that girl are dating at the time. They broke up.
Oh shit. So did you swoop?
I don't even know what she looks like anymore. Cause that
I think she looks
blurred.
Like there's a oh.
Probably like it, the pixelated.
She's got nice knees.
Just a nice. All right. Yeah, no, it's solid. But didn't you make merch out of this? Didn't you make
yeah.
that bath? And how
so
did that?
So that was this. So this video right here is it was like, I had like a million. I just got a million followers.
Oh shit!
And I didn't know what to do. I was like, ah, fuck. Let me just do a video. And then I was like, I could do a backflip.
But off walls.
Off walls.
Can you still do it?
Yeah.
You should do one here.
Nah. No. It'll put a hole. You've seen those videos.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah.
You're destructive.
It's very destructive.
There's gotta be somewhere you can do a backflip. Are the ceilings too low?
I could do it outside. But like,
yeah, maybe we'll take a walk after.
Yo, we'll take a fucking walk and we'll do a backflip.
What's the secret sauce to a good skate? Because I'll be honest with you, we talk about this a lot. Oh, fuck, I did it again.
What?
We talk about this a lot.
Oh, yeah, give him a note. He prefaces a lot of things with... Man, we've
I almost don't
this.
Even want to say this now. What's the secret sauce for a good skit? Because I feel at least like...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
There's a lot of shit content out there right now, bro. There's a lot of shit skits.
Yeah.
A lot of shitty, just like not well thought out stuff going on.
Yeah.
Like the internet ain't what it used to be when Batch was in charge.
Yeah.
What makes a good skit? What's the sauce, bro?
The sauce is, of course, the relatability.
That's number one, yeah.
That's number one. And the entertainment. Like, and sometimes people take it, they go too far with it. They do too much. And you don't, you know, you just wanna laugh. You just wanna go and get entertained.
I'm like the content on the internet used to be so good.
It's because we went hard.
It used to be so good. And now we're just shit, dude.
Yeah.
It sucks.
The only one bucking the trend, I feel like, in that department is like Beast, bro. Like in terms of like going above and beyond.
The one making YouTube videos?
Yeah, I know it's not skits, all right?
How
are
you about to just completely switch everything?
Oh, sorry.
We're talking
I forgot
he hit
that
his
you,
head.
I forgot
he hit
his head. I forgot you could only stay in one lane at a time. My bad.
No, I mean, but
my fucking bad.
We're even talking about skits, like
yeah, whatever, bro. I'm talking about internet content.
You know who Casey Frey is?
Casey Frey. No.
Yeah, you should check him out.
I know Casey Neistat.
Yeah, he's dope.
He's real dope.
I know Casey and JoJo. I know.
You have a circle. Like, who's your clique? You hang out with like Daystorm, Clarity,
Amanda.
Amanda, yeah. What about
Janina?
Yeah, Janina. His girlfriend. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's girlfriend?
That's Daystorm's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Wasn't she his assistant?
Oh yeah, she was a long time ago.
You know what happens with hot assistants, bro? They become your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then wives, and then you got kids, and
yeah.
But you can't do it while she's your assistant because that's illegal, I'm sure. What about Lamorne? Lamorne Morris,
yeah? That's the homie.
But we were with him in Mammoth, actually at the, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, at the premiere of Airplane Mode,
which I wasn't invited to. Thank you very much.
No, I think
I'm just kidding. You invited me.
Yeah.
You just didn't go. You were like, it's too cold.
No,
for
I was filming.
Oh, okay.
When was it?
A month ago or so.
Yeah.
But that's not the only movie we've done together. We have Where's the Money?
Oh, yes!
Yeah, bro.
Holy shit!
Yeah, remember?
That's crazy.
Crazy shit.
That was...
Crazy shit.
Yeah.
That's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix, and you know what happened?
Oh, shit.
Am I allowed to talk about this? I can't. I'm not allowed to talk about
this. Wait, why? What happened?
Because I signed contracts. But it did... Ah, fuck. Ah, no.
Don't you say
I can't
it
say
what?
Anything.
It did what?
It did so good on Netflix. That's all I can say.
It did?
Yeah. So they didn't think it was going to do as good as it did, but it did better than they thought it was going to do.
Oh, shit.
And they should have...
Went to theaters?
They should have did this. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Okay. I see. I had a scene in that movie. I don't know if you remember. You came to the door and I answered.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a recurrent... You came to the door a few times.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
One of the times I was naked.
Yes.
Butt-ass naked.
Did they cut that out?
No, it's in there. I think it's in there.
Yeah.
But I was butt-ass naked.
Right. And with the sock on.
With the sock on my dick. That's it. That's all I had.
Yeah.
And I remember after the scene, bro, you came up to me and you were like... yo, if I were you, I would have had everyone clear the set. And I'm like, what do you mean? I didn't know that was like a fucking option.
Yes.
So, and he's like, yeah, dude, you're in charge. You're the actor. And so literally like ass out, sock on the cock in front of the entire cast and crew. Because, Batch, you had movie experience, bro. Why didn't you just tell me beforehand?
I thought you knew. I thought you were Logan Paul. I'm crazy. Everybody see my dick.
Was that before or after The Thinning 2?
Because, I think it was before.
Because in The Thinning 2, you had a shower scene, and you still didn't ask to clear the set, bro.
See, you just, I told you. He loves it.
That's the thing, bro. He says it here, but he loves just dropping trowel, bro. And just going out naked, bro. It's his thing, dude.
Have you ever had to get naked for a scene?
No. I haven't.
What about like sex scenes, dude?
No, I haven't had to do that either.
You nervous? You know it's coming. You know it's coming, dude.
I was supposed to do a movie with a sex scene, and I was supposed to be naked in the shower, but I was filming the show, so I couldn't do the movie, and that would have been crazy.
Who would you want to do a sex scene with? If you could do a sex scene with any, like, either, especially like name a YouTuber or like a YouTuber.
Who would I want to do a sex scene with? I'll just say a love scene because I would love to.
Well, it's kind of weird because you're not like actually making love. So like,
I'm method, bro.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, you actually fuck.
You actually do it.
No problem.
I don't know. It's weird. Do you have a celebrity crush?
Yeah.
You do? Who is it?
Pretty vocal about it.
I actually am forgetting right now.
Camila Cabello.
Oh, yeah. I like Camila Cabello.
The singer.
Yes. Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know. I can't like say it because you'll know her. You'll run into her.
That's why it's weird.
Yeah, so it's like I can't say anything because now she knows.
Yeah, but also like, I don't care. Like, bro, if I like someone, like, why the fuck would I hide it? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, like tell her right now on the number one like podcast.
Hey,
Camila.
Hey, I love you. Hey, does she have a sister or something?
I'm talking to you right now. I want to hear yours.
I don't have one because I'm in that situation where it's like I run into.
He's in the shit, bro.
I run into everyone every day. And it's like,
I mean, yo, if you scroll through your Instagram, you're right. I mean, right here, you with like Dave Chappelle.
Oh, the homie. He's so nice.
Holy shit. Is he really the homie? Or is this like a situation where you take a one picture and he's the homie?
No. Both. No. So we spent Dubai together and we went to a party, went on a yacht party. This picture right here is like 4 a.m. after like hanging out for the entire day.
Oh, damn.
And then he comes when he's in LA, he likes to go to this restaurant. Catch. Bleep that out. Whatever.
Catch?
Yeah.
No, you can say
no free Brandales, right?
No, we do restaurants.
Yeah. He goes to Catch and we're at Catch and I go there with two friends and we didn't even eat yet. And he's like, yo, let's go. I'm gonna do some stand up. And how do you tell Dave Chappelle no? So we all hop in the Uber, we go, we watch him do stand up for like two hours. And then when you're hanging with someone, you like you forget because like you're hanging out, they're normal, right?
Yeah.
And then when they go out in public and they do their thing, everyone's like, and then you forget that you're with a legend. You know what I mean?
A real legend. Your mic cut out. Your shit cut out.
No, I think I unplugged something.
Technical difficulties.
Does this mean anything?
What did you do? What did you do?
I do not know.
Oh shit! That looks broken,
Colin.
Dude.
I think we're. Hey Danny, can you mark this? We might have to cut around it, or we just.
I don't know if it's. Is this okay? Is everything good?
Can you hear?
Huh? Oh, I can hear everything.
Oh, then what are you?
You guys got pointless cords just hanging around. What kind of podcast is this?
The number one podcast in the world. That's what it is. Well, I'm confused why you like started looking around like there was a problem in the first place.
Because I hit it with my. It was here on my knee the whole time.
I just watched one of his stand-ups.
He's the best.
He is possibly my favorite stand-up. Like he's absolutely fucking
so
hilarious,
fucking
too.
Good. He's got it down to a science. And it's like for him, it's just natural. He went up on stage. He's like, he was just drunk and he just talked and everything he said was hilarious. Everyone was dying with laughter.
Damn.
Yeah, when you're that good. So Will Smith has a show called The Bucket List.
Yeah.
You have a picture with him too. Somewhere around here.
At the top.
He's doing that show currently. Yeah. It's like the Will Smith Bucket List thing.
It's all the way at the top. Yeah. It's called the Will Smith Bucket List. Yeah. And on the bucket list, he's never done stand up before. So he looks like my dad.
Yeah, he kind of does.
So he does stand up and he got Dave Chappelle to teach him how to do stand up on that episode.
Damn.
Yeah.
Are those all his Porsches? by the way, in the background? There's like four fucking torches. What's going on here?
This is in Atlanta, and he's filming Bad Boys.
Bad Boys 3, yeah?
Yeah, and we're at a Porsche dealership right now.
Hey, did he do something where he brought influencers out to Atlanta? I thought a few people. What was it?
That was for the bucket list.
When's that show coming out? Do you know?
I think it dropped last week.
Oh, damn. Okay, yeah. So it's out. Have you seen the trailer for Aladdin? He plays the genie?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think?
So good.
Yeah. I'm kind of nervous. I'm not going to lie. That was dope.
That was healthy.
That was dope.
What'd you drink last night?
Moscow Mule.
Really?
Classic.
Why'd you say, you said it in a singular tense. Did you have one?
No, I had multiple.
Did you eat afterwards too?
I ate during. I dip my fries inside the
drink. You're a fucking legend.
Yo, you're always... This is the second time you've been hungover for a project that I've done with you.
Oh, really?
Do you remember Airplane Mode?
Oh, shit, that was so hard.
That was bad, so hard. That was crazy.
Wow.
I remember you slept like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Last scene? Yes. His eyes were like closed.
I was done.
Oh, shit, we accidentally killed you, too.
We got that on the vlog. That was before you started vlogging.
Yeah.
Wait, were you vlogging back then? No, you weren't. Were you vlogging in airplane mode?
I think I was.
In airplane mode?
No, when we shot you in the waves, the 30-foot waves on the beach, I was.
Oh, you were? Oh, wow.
You told me that was one of the scariest moments of your life.
I could have died. And then I went to New Year's in Australia. I'm hanging out and this guy showed me around. Can I bring down the mom? Boom, bring it down. And then he died.
What? Wait, what?
He drowned in the ocean. All right, let's not talk about this anymore. Can we edit this out?
On the topic of drowning in fluid.
Yes.
What's your thoughts on R. Kelly?
R. Kelly, he pissed away his career.
I guess you really did, huh?
No, I want to talk about this a little bit, bro.
Can you still listen to his music?
Can you listen to Bump and Grind right now?
I never even listened to his music in the first place.
You're telling me you didn't listen to it?
No, I didn't listen. I don't know anything. Who is R. Kelly?
High and fresh out the kitchen.
Mama rolling that. No, 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 no.
We all implode. Catch on fire. Man, he's not doing so well,
He's
bro.
Not doing well. All right, that's disgusting. What? How old was she, 12?
14. I mean, 14. Look,
I mean, there's multiple she's involved.
I didn't even watch the documentary.
Oh, it's bad,
it's
bro.
Bad.
It's horrible. I couldn't make it through it.
It's crazy because, like, yo, year after year, like, different things will get you in trouble. Like, last year, it was like, yo, you did something with your assistant and pushed her too far. Now you get Me Too'd.
Yeah.
This year... It's documentaries that are getting people fucked.
Yeah.
Like R. Kelly just got fucked off one. Now Michael Jackson's
As long as it's not Logan
Fest.
Paul, I'm good.
Oh,
you know what
don't
I mean?
You dare do a Logan Paul documentary.
No, I mean.
No, as long as Logan Paul's not trending on Twitter, I'm good.
Yeah, me too. Fuck, I'm done with the Twitter headlines. But Leaving Neverland just came out. It's about Michael Jackson.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, what's that so about? Now,
I mean, same shit. You know, it's like shit, the alleged...
child
molestation. Even the word just kind
of
creeps
me out. He had
a
lot of people come to his defense. Like, Aaron Carter is not happy about any of this.
Wait, why? What happened?
Aaron Carter.
Well, he spent time at the ranch, and spent a lot of time with Michael Jackson.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think so. Or maybe that was Corey. What was the other kid's name?
I know.
I don't want to say anything
bad about it, but a lot of people are coming to his defense. But yeah,
but it's like, if you're, I don't know, I haven't seen the documentary, but if you're a pervert, you still, like, even you as a human being, you have different types. You know, you hang out with Camilla, and then you can hang out with another girl that's just like Camilla, but she's not your type.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, I don't want to say anything bad, but
no, I know what
Aaron
you're saying.
Carter's not his type or whatever it is.
I know what you're saying.
And he didn't cross the line with him and the other.
That's a really good point. Like, you know? Just because he didn't cross the line with certain ones, like, doesn't take him off the hook for like stuff he could have done with others. Yeah.
My question is this. This is a deep
innocent
question.
Until proven guilty, though. You
for
know what I mean?
Sure.
Wait, how did they?
For
yeah,
sure.
That's it.
But is that still the case? Because like you, if you get Me Too, now your ass is guilty. You're done, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to go to court for anything. If somebody says you touched my butt, bro, you better shut your channel down because it's over for your ass.
Wow. Has that happened?
Nah.
No YouTuber got Me Too'd?
Oh, YouTuber. I don't think so. I think YouTube's in the clear.
Doors wide open for YouTube.
I think
because
I think a lot of YouTubers are young. It tends to be the older dudes in power who like aren't like.
Yeah, I feel like 30 and above, like you got to watch out.
Right, right. Wait, I'm 30.
That's what I'm saying.
On the dot.
Me and you
Yo,
guys.
But here's the question. Ask yourselves this too, people listening and viewing. Mm-hmm. Should people separate the art from the artist?
Nah, I mean, yes, but like if you say that on Twitter, they'll destroy you. So you have to say,
yeah.
You have to say.
There's been a couple radio stations that have taken a shit ton of heat over still playing R. Kelly. They're like, yo, people want to hear his music. And they're like, yo, but it's gotten to a point where we no longer can separate, like you said, the art from the artist. And we got to put our foot down and say this type of shit is not okay. Mm-hmm. And if you do this stuff, your career is going to be over as a result of it. Now they tried to boost his child support payments. Oh, sorry. Keep them the same. He's asking for them to be lowered now because he can't tour. He can't go on the radio. He can't be played on the radio. He can't do anything. And so how's he going to be paying $100,000, whatever it is, a month? He can't make money.
Yeah.
And so like,
he couldn't even post bail.
Right.
Yeah. It took him like a couple days.
You know what the first thing he did when he did post bail was? Mike, you want to take this one?
He got McDonald's.
He got McDonald's?
Yeah.
McDonald's.
And I don't blame him for it. We talked about this on an earlier show. Fuck. I said it again.
No, but the problem was he ordered a coffee and a Coke. Mike said he deserves a life sentence for that alone.
Together.
Wait,
together.
Why?
He got a burger and fries, and then he ordered a coffee and a Coke at the same time. Does that not seem weird to you?
Yeah, he seems guilty.
That's what
he?
I'm getting at. That's what I'm
coffee
getting at.
Coffee and Coke?
At the same time, why?
That's hot and cold. And
it's like, you know what? It's like the equal would be like trying to decide the innocence or guilt of someone who orders pizza and orange juice.
Oh, my God.
Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You're guilty. Go to jail.
Go to jail for the rest of your
life. Forever.
I'm assuming you've never met Mr. Robert Kelly.
No, never met him. But he's a disgusting individual.
Facts.
However, hangs out at the high schools.
Yo.
Yeah.
Like
the whole situation's weird. It also like something is so extraordinary about how he like back in what was it like the early 2000s? Late 90s, he was the man. He was the coolest guy on planet Earth.
He was the
fucking king, dude.
Yeah.
And now he's the biggest joke, ridicule, sick fuck.
Yeah.
That the world.
Did you see Daystorm's series called Caught?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Okay, so Daystorm has a series on Instagram. It's called Caught. And it's basically like a Trapped in the Closet. So he's singing through his skits. And
I did see
you saw
this.
That
yeah.
And he tried to get R. Kelly for the season finale, and good thing this is back before anything. This was like 2 years ago, and good thing he didn't, because it wouldn't have been called Caught. It would have been called To Catch a Predator.
it's funny dude, because it's funny because at the time, like, I don't know if you remember this but like him and Aaliyah were like a known thing, bro. Like,
yeah, why
like,
didn't see
no one said shit, bro? They were like, man, this is cool. Like two up and coming like artists like together. She was like 16, bro. And people were like, no, it's like times, bro. It's like a sign of the times, bro.
Yeah.
Things are so different now.
Yo, on the opposite end of like celebrities, because again, you are with a lot of them, and there's a picture of here of you and Shaq.
Oh yeah.
Who's a celebrity you've met that is just down to earth, cool, and who you vibe with more than anyone else?
Let's see. Logan Paul.
Fucking let's get it. Hey, wasn't this guy in our movie too?
Yes.
Oh shit. So you're still hanging out with him?
No, he's on the TV show we're doing.
Oh no way. Damn, yeah. That's dope.
It's me and him.
Speaking of Logan Paul, what are your thoughts on people that don't that have like hate for him?
So this is the thing. I figured it out.
I want to hear this, dude.
I figured it out, bro.
You did?
Fucking figured it out.
That's incredible. Oh, heck yeah.
This is what it is. When you reach a level of success, they want to just take you down no matter what. That's why like things that you say shouldn't even be like, you know what I mean? It shouldn't even be like an issue. But you have people that are haters that are listening, and they'll find that and they'll send it. Yo, look at this, look at this, look at this. Yeah. And then they'll blow it up and they'll blow it up and they'll blow it up until everyone sees it. Yeah. People who don't even know, people who wouldn't even have known who you were before, now they've seen it because they're looking at the negative. And people look at the negative more than look at the positive.
And you know him. You know him in
yes.
real life.
So I know, and that's why, like, especially when the forest thing happened, like I told you, like me and Amanda, we would text you, say, yo, we're still here for you. Yeah. We have to do it on the DL because anybody that supported you on the public Twitter,
just gets bashed, roasted, yeah.
It's done.
I remember you and Amanda texting him because I was trying to keep track mentally of the people that did. And right. I do remember that.
And then I think the twins or something like said some foul shit just to get twins. Like views on yeah. the, and the shit like that is what's irritating because that's what puts the fuel to the fire.
And you know, like, you know, as well as I do, like, we're cool with the Dolan twins.
Yeah.
Like, they came up on Vine with us. And so that was a little off putting, but yo, by the way, thank you, dude. That, and I've told you this before, that meant a lot to me.
Of course.
I also think, like, at this point, dude, no one's safe. No one's safe, dude. If you're on the internet, you're gonna get fucking toasted for some.
Yeah,
like,
they got Kevin Hart.
Didn't Tana and
Tana and,
do you know Tana Mojo and
yeah, they did
James
the fire
James
festival.
James Charles are under some heat.
Did they do the fire festival Tana for Con. Influencers?
TanaCon.
Yeah, her and James Charles are under. It's light. It's not like anything like that. But they had like a show where they were reviewing like Oscars like outfits, and they went at Zoe Kravitz, I guess, for her outfit. And they're like, who is this girl? They're like, her outfit's a zero, and it was like some like $100,000 bralette, like Saint Laurent pants, and they were like, and they were rocking like merch and shit, and they were like. They like what? Went ham, and so they're getting like a little roasted and toasted. Yeah, it's not even close to
it's light, but yeah. I still think like if you're there, dude, you're fucked in some way, shape, or form. Yeah. Have you been under the under scrutiny, public scrutiny at all?
Not yet.
I think you're gonna be fine, dude.
Nah, they get everybody. I've been watching this thing happen for so long, so I don't go and I don't. There's nothing on my Twitter that's saying anything like towards any like race
groups,
or groups or, you know, sexuality. But like it's I've been just watching it, and I don't do a lot of interviews because I see a lot of people. So this is new to me. Ah, all
right, let's go.
But like but a lot of people that's where the shit goes wrong. It's
they
an interview.
So
Liam Neeson in the fucking what the
yo,
fuck?
Yo, that shit. Was crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. And then he doubled down.
Wait,
he
what?
Doubled down.
What do you mean?
He didn't apologize at all.
He went on a morning show and just said the same thing. Didn't no apology, just repeated himself.
And there were some people that were just like, yo, like, I don't know. I kind of liked that. Not like, but they were like, I mean,
I had to burn all his movies.
Yeah.
He burned all his movies. I mean,
Taken, I had to take it back.
I see what you did.
Yo, on this like macro topic, have you ever felt like you had to struggle a little bit more to make it in any part of, you know, American entertainment or anything or business because you were African American?
I mean, not really. Well, maybe.
I'm not trying to say that doesn't. I'm just asking you as your own personal.
Because I stay in my lane. I keep my head down and I do me, and just like you do you and you do you. You guys build your own brand and you don't seek approval from anybody else. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like there was a point where I was going on auditions, and it wasn't getting anything. So I was like, damn, how am I gonna do this? And I remember auditioning for one role. And Don Cheadle got the role. I was like, there's no way Don Cheadle auditioned for this role. So I figured, like, it's because he has a name. So I'm like, how am I going to get a name if no one's going to give me a chance? Mm. So I started doing the YouTube. And after the YouTube, then Vine came out. And then I did Vine. And then that started to open the doors. But other than that, it was just like...
How often are you auditioning now? Or are they handing you roles?
Yeah, now I get a lot of roles handed to me.
Yeah.
But, so I'm doing this TV show now. Then I'm doing the sequel to All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Oh, shit. That was the movie that blew Noah up.
Yeah. And then after that, I'm filming them. Did you meet Mary Viola? I introduced you to her. She did my movie, The Babysitter. And when we first met on Netflix.
Which one is she?
She was the blonde.
Actress?
She's a producer.
Maybe.
So I'm doing we have a movie coming out May 24th on Netflix, and then we're filming another movie in April.
Damn, bro, you're busy, man.
Yeah.
How do you choose how much internet based stuff to do? Because that's where you make the majority of your money, yeah or no? Is it through films?
Yeah,
and
it's through the films, investments.
Oh, you're a businessman?
Yeah, I'm a businessman. Oh, my guy. But yeah, I film, like, if you go back, go out of, and go all the way to the top. So, like, oh, refresh that thing, my guy.
What do you mean? This is brand new, bro.
Bro, come on. I just posted. Oh,
wait, when did you post this?
My guy, I'm here. I'm posting.
What, did you use Hootsuite to schedule a post
or something? 54 minutes ago. How long have we been rolling? you just posted this.
Ya tu sabes.
Dog, bro. Damn. What is this?
Should I play it? This is something. Yeah, you can play it. This is something.
I'm going to get fired for some Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You film on set though.
Yeah, I film on set, and I just, you know what I mean.
Got you.
That's when. So I'm just doing it all the time.
Okay.
There's no limitations.
So you're just always shooting. I remember we shot a couple of little skits.
My favorite one was the one we did in the gym. Remember you're bleeding,
bro.
I remember that. Where you were punching him when he was doing. I remember that one, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
That one was awesome, dude.
And then we did the superhero one.
We've done it. Oh, yo, speaking of superheroes, the Avengers trailer dropped today. Did you see it yet?
No. I heard people are going crazy over his haircut.
Yeah, that's the big news.
Wait, what?
What's the actor's name?
Hawkeye?
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, Renner, yeah. Yeah.
It's so funny, dude. Without even you saying or without knowing that that's what people were talking about when I watched a trailer, that was the one scene I was like, huh.
Shit.
He just got like a mohawk. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Shit. Should we cover Marvel, the Captain Marvel stuff?
It
kind of blew up. This. So we.
Oh. Have you seen Captain Marvel?
I haven't. People said it's bad, right?
Yeah.
So we went to see it with Andre as well. Uh-huh. And I just didn't like it, dude. Like, I don't know how else to put it. Like, to me, and I understand it was a setup for Endgame, and I've seen so many good Marvel movies and so many good action hero movies in general, mm-hmm. that to me, the character development was kind of whack.
Right.
Like, the one-liners from Samuel Jackson were kind of whack. Like, I was struggling to keep attention. And so I posted this story, this rant, bro, of all the things I'd rather be doing besides watching the movie.
While you're in the movie?
In the movie.
One of them was digging post holes for a new apartment complex.
Foundation, like all of these things, right? And so one of the rags picked it up and I got kind of smoked on it, but...
For what?
Just
the movie's
for,
trash.
I agree. There were some people who thought it was great.
No,
but like if
no,
you,
no.
If you
no,
think
no.
that's great, then what would you call Infinity Wars? Like Infinity Wars was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And so when you watch that, and the next one I saw was Captain Marvel, and it's also like you want to like it so bad. It's got the female superhero, and like she did good in her role.
Yeah.
And I love the idea of having the female superhero. Like all of that was great. Like, but I don't know. I just didn't like
it,
dude.
Yeah. Like the best ones to me are Thor. Love Thor.
Yeah, love Thor.
The comedy in Thor is so good.
Yeah.
I want to see how Shazam is going to be.
I auditioned for that.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Ah,
I think I auditioned for
the actual guy,
Shazam.
Oh, okay. And they gave it to what's his name? That's the guy from Chuck.
I actually don't know who he is. He like an unknown or
no? Nah, he did a show called Chuck years ago. You saw Chuck? Yeah, I love that show.
Oh, for real?
It was on NBC. It was like
I remember that show.
Yeah. So in Chuck, he was like so he was a nerd.
Yeah.
And he was brainwashed, and anytime someone would trigger him, he would turn into like an agent or whatever. So,
so he's done like a similar sort of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and you got to realize this whole Hollywood industry, it's all political. Like I've seen like people audition for roles that even I've had before, like, and they still would audition people but they have to audition people because I guess you just have to. Yeah.
But they already had the person.
Yeah, they already had the person.
So it's almost like
that's fucked up.
It's weird because it's not the same, obviously, but it feels kind of like that thing where you could just buy your way into college. You hear about this whole cheating scandal right now, and it's like the
FBI's
Aunt Becky, bro. Aunt Becky from Full House.
They got her?
Yeah.
She's one of the big ones. She paid $500,000 to get her daughter into college. Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's big news.
Because I was thinking I was going to do the same thing for my kids.
You're not going to be able to now.
$500,000?
I would give
to get into an Ivy League? I'll suck my dick, bro. You go to a community college.
Yo, the whole
kid, I don't care.
Well, now, especially that college is not like what it once was. Like, people are skipping college because it's the right thing to do for some people. But The not so funny thing about it is this isn't new shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Rich white people have been buying their kids' way into college for, and let's not just say white people, but rich people have been buying their kids' way into college for forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Through connections, through monetary, you know, donations, whatever.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I didn't know.
Oh
that.
Yeah, dude, that's been happening for as long. It's just, these guys got caught. He was the dude who ran this was running a legit business of it. Like, oh, it was, wow, his business. He was making millions of dollars off of it.
Damn. And I want to make millions of dollars, but legally.
Yeah, that's probably the best, that's probably the best yeah, way to probably. Do it.
But legally.
No, but you do.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
You got a big house.
Yeah.
Where is it against Studio City?
Yeah. But let's just say like Van Nuys to throw people off.
Okay, okay. It's in Van Nuys, yeah?
It's in Van Nuys.
You ever get people that show up at your house?
No. Oh, yes. Once. Because I accidentally put my thing on the Snapchat, the Instagram, whatever, and they saw the house number, and I typed it in, and showed up.
They showed up.
But he gave me money. He's like, I've been looking for your house for 2 years.
So I could,
and he said, here's $20 because I support everything you're doing. I was like, bro, just go online and just get some merch. Good.
Okay, damn. That's weird, though. If someone did break into your house,
what?
Like Chris Brown? I have security outside my house.
You're lying.
No, I do.
For real?
Yeah.
24 hours?
No, not 24 hours. 26 hours.
Okay, so
for the
2 hours.
Extra two?
Yeah, I got him for extra two.
Wow.
If someone somehow got in your house.
Impossible, but yes.
And you had to defend yourself, how would you do it?
They'd be dead.
Yeah.
But how would they? Like what? Some sort of.
By gun.
By gun.
By machine gun. Well, if it's downstairs, it's a shotgun. But if it's upstairs, it's a machine gun.
I see. Because
if they make it upstairs, then it's just...
I see.
Let's just hope my sister ducks. You know what I mean?
Is she still managing you, by the way?
Yes,
Christina?
She is.
Damn. Mm-hmm. How does it not get tricky?
It don't.
I don't know. Just like sister managing brother type of relationship could get weird. If she like messes up or doesn't follow through on deals or something, like you have to fire your sister.
Mm-mm, she's never, and she's been managing me for like 6 years.
Damn. You don't believe in that? Don't mix business and blood shit.
No, it depends. No, it's different.
I was scared before I moved here, because me and him were like best friends, and I was like, damn, like it was one of the things I thought about, like legitimately, before like kind of starting to do a lot of shit with him. And I was like, yo, I'd hate for some business deal to go wrong for me to lose my little brother, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you gotta, if you think about the bigger picture,
nah, we're Gucci, bro.
Hey, you're always with the hottest girls,
usually partying.
How is
too.
That? Do you have a girlfriend?
Nah, no girlfriend.
So, how are you always with a new, different, hot girl?
I just like the female energy.
Me too, actually. Same.
It's good.
Me too.
It's right. Yeah. It's positive. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's like, because this is what I realized. When you hang out with guys, the majority of guys are like, yo, man, let's go fuck this girl, man. Let's go fuck that girl over there. Yo, look at that girl. She's so fucking hot. But when you're hanging out with the girl, they just want to have fun. Like, they're like, yo, let's go to David. Let's just play. We're playing games. We're doing karaoke. We're going bowling. You know what I mean?
You have so many just
beautiful women.
Yeah, Sunday fun day. If I was there with two guys, we'd be there at the dinner like this. Sunday fun day. We're going to fuck. We're going to fuck. You know what I mean?
So but girls don't do that?
No, girls, they just want to have fun. We had pancakes.
Oh, my God. Y'all went in, huh?
Yeah.
Big old stack of pancakes.
Wait, where's that place out of curiosity?
Hey, look. It says it right there. Dizzy Hot said it. It's at Catch.
Oh, it is Catch, dude.
Yo, I get to have a Catch brunch.
I see you at I see you out.
Yeah.
You like to party, bro.
Hey guys,
you do like to party.
I don't celebrate my birthday because I believe in every day you should live it like your birthday.
See, that's the thing,
every
bro.
Every day.
I'm kind of with you. Like when you go out, you see me, bro. Like I'm out there.
You're having fun.
Always.
Yeah. But what about your liver and your health, bro?
No, you don't have to drink all the time.
No. Or a lot.
Did you stop drinking? Because you say that. Stop drinking all the time.
I'm never drinking.
Today, I'm done drinking. I'm never drinking again.
No, yeah, I'm never drinking again. I'm done for good.
But yeah, it's like I just believe in work during the day, party at night.
Go out at night.
Work hard, play hard?
Work hard, play hard.
What time are you getting up usually?
6 a.m.
You're lying.
Yeah, to film.
And when you party, it's got to be like what, 2 a.m., 3 a.m.?
No,
he's early. You're like an early bird.
Yeah,
you come at like 12, usually around midnight, and then you're out
then
by
Eli's
like 1 a.m.
Eli's always giving me shit for it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you out already?
Yeah. I got a text from Eli yesterday, and it said, hey, it's Jake. You're a bitch.
What? Was it actually Jake?
Yes.
Oh, he was out?
Yeah.
There's a party tonight.
Jake went out.
Did Eli invite you to it?
Oh, yeah, he told me.
Are you going to it?
Yeah.
I thought Chantel was DJing it, but evidently it's the Chainsmokers now.
Oh, yeah, it's the Chainsmokers.
Are you going to be there?
Let me see.
Ask the manager, Christina.
You're going.
Oh, it's iHeart's thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down.
Another thing. Can I ask him about ASU?
You can ask me about anything you want.
Quickly.
Yeah, sure.
Because we're talking about partying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm fucking asking you. Goddamn. But anyways, so we invite, you know, that are you familiar with these Nelk boys? These
Nelk?
Yeah. You gotta see these kids.
What's you haven't this? Seen these kids?
Bro, these kids are fucking crazy, bro.
This is hilarious. Actually, sorry, Nelk boys, I'm gonna steal your content from my podcast.
I don't think they're gonna mind, man.
Is their Jake. Instagram not the Nelk boys?
Why is Jake Paul on what the fuck is
wrong
that?
Page? God bless America.
Oh, it's just Nelk boys. There you go.
Did I do this right? So they're like pranksters. They posted this the other day. This is amazing. They brought a typewriter into a college lecture
just
hall.
Just Kyle did it. Also, as we know, we have a big point to us as a team. So we know.
What's that?
Oh, is it like a typewriter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I broke my laptop and like I don't know what to do.
Well,
I can't write.
Damn, I can't write.
No, I should let it play out.
Yo, that's funny.
It's funny, but
who
so,
are they? They're good.
Dude,
they're
no, amazing. But they also they're famous for their full send mentality. So they don't do like half on nights, bro. They actually live with Banks at the Clout House now.
Oh, really? Look at that. Look at this hater. This isn't funny. It is sad. You see?
Yeah. Well, yo. So here's the reason I brought it up. They invited Evan and I guess us by proxy,
yeah,
or by default out to party at Arizona State
oh,
University.
So you thought it was a prank?
No, it's not for St. Patrick's Day this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 34 years old.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Dude? I think you're gonna have the best time of your
life. Yeah,
I'm too old to go back to college though. I could do it because I'm like supposed to be graduating.
Yeah, but I'm also not like batch. Would you like? I'm also not. I don't hide it. Like I'll be there. Like yo, I'm dad, bro. Like I don't hide it. I've never been like scared to talk about my age, and I'll still send harder than all these little fuckers, bro. So I don't know what to say. You know? Would you
bro,
go?
Yeah, I would go.
Hell yeah! All right,
you
so I feel
go.
Better. I feel better now. Just Arizona go. State, we're fucking coming for you if
there
you're watching.
You go.
This.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
Hey, do you ever consume content? Like, are you watching shit? Is it movies, content
yeah.
creators, podcasts? Like,
I watch.
What are you into?
I watch Netflix almost every Netflix or iTunes movies. But I do it to study. Like, I study directing. I study acting. So I watch a movie a night before I go to sleep.
Are you doing any directing? Because I know you were doing a lot on your YouTube channel, which I didn't even bring up. You have like 2 million subs or so.
Yeah, eventually I'll get into directing, but right now I'm just focusing on building the brand of acting. So then when I do direct something, it'll be powerful. Maybe I can direct something that you're starring Logan Paul.
Oh shit!
Damn.
Oh shit! That'd
you
be fire.
You want to talk about Toy at all?
That's
oh,
clothing.
That's my clothing.
That's
yeah. What just happened?
Toy. I was like, what?
Should
have
been a
toys?
Beach ball, man. I just wanted you to clock it out, dude.
Toy is my clothing line.
Thinking of youth.
Because
we'll just keep telling
kids...
you what it is if you can't remember it, because we seem to know more.
Because the kids are the future. And that's what it's for.
What kids?
All the kids, right? Because the kids now, today, could be the president tomorrow.
Do you think that... Does it bother you? Like, I saw a video. Sorry. What was that?
That's my knuckles.
I saw a video. Mm-hmm. Someone handed, like, a 7-year-old a Game Boy Color. Remember Game Boy Colors?
Yeah, I remember. Can I have some of your water?
Yeah.
It doesn't have Molly in it.
I'm sick as a lick.
Yeah.
And also there's Molly in it.
Yeah.
Ah, cool.
A mixture of sick and Molly. Mm.
They handed the 7-year-old a Game Boy.
Thank you.
And the 7-year-old was swiping on it. And that's not how Game Boy Colors work. Does that bother you, dog?
That bothers.
Are we fucked? Is Gen Z gonna ruin everything?
Yep. I saw a meme that said they need to come out with the Facebook that lets you play music on your profile, and the thing was like, that's fucking MySpace.
Oh, that's called my. Well, we're gonna start moving backwards.
No.
Yo, speaking of swiping, you on any dating apps?
No.
Ever been?
Bullshit. Wait, not publicly.
You're not on Raya?
Oh, Raya for sure, dude.
Oh, you mean like the high-end shit? Yeah.
Yeah, not like Tinder or Bumble.
How effective is Raya?
Well, it's more for networking. It's networking.
Shut up,
that's
bro.
What it's for. It's for
is
networking.
That what, is that what you kids are calling it nowadays?
That's what they say. It's networking for people in the industry. Yay.
Do you use it for networking?
I got banned from that shit.
You got banned? Why? Yeah.
They kicked me off.
And I'll be honest with you, I didn't make it on, and I'm pretty sure it was because of fucking my relationship.
I don't even use LP. It that much, but I can give you my promo code.
Whoa.
Damn.
To keep the price down?
Yo, can we talk about this for a second?
What, this music video?
Can we talk? No, just music in general, how it's fucked.
Okay. Right?
Yes. So
I made this song. I've been doing this comedy album. And look, 300,000 views in 3 weeks. Let me explain. Okay, so what happened was I've been working on this album for 3 years, right? Comedy album.
Three years.
Did the whole thing. I've been busy. Couldn't release anything. Right. Then all of a sudden, the producer that I was with, he's like, yo, let me get $10,000. We agreed to split it three ways. And he's like,
the profits.
Yes.
Okay.
Then he's like, okay, fine. Right.
Yeah.
Then about a year later, he's like, let me get $10,000 for studio time.
Here we
like,
go.
All right. Cool. There you go, bro. Then after that, it's like $20,000 for per song. And I'm like, no. So we go and we leave and we go get a different producer. Then we do this all the songs again with a different producer, different beat. And
you do the songs over?
Yeah. We ask him for the vocals. He's like, no, I'm not giving you the vocals. You pay for the vocals. No, I'm not giving you the vocals.
Manager Jeff would have got you the vocals.
Yeah. Fucking Manager Jeff. Where the fuck were you? So I do the whole thing and then I'm about to release it, making the announcement. I'm about to release it. And he's like, we want $30,000.
Who? The new producer?
No, the old producer. The new producer's cool.
What is it? What does he want $30,000 for?
Extortion. He sees the King Batch name and he wants. You the ever 30,
heard
000.
Of a? This is a new thing in the industry. Ever heard of a contract before? It's huge nowadays.
They
I guess
do that
you
thing?
Sign it and then they can't do that
what's
shit.
What's his producer's name?
No, I can't. I don't want
to. Why? Fuck this guy.
Really?
Like, should I?
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck him up, Batch. Drown this dude.
But I can sue him for extortion.
Extortion.
I mean,
because
lawsuits fucking suck. Lawsuits
we've been finding that
let's
out.
Let's just blacklist him.
All right, his name is Jukebox.
Do we know him?
No. All right, so look, so I released the music video. Then he gets it taken down.
Oh my god!
He hit you with a strike.
Wow.
Yeah, it was up for a day, and it gets taken down.
Oh my god! What a dickhead!
Right. And then I've been trying to get it back up. So YouTube emails them and they're like, hey, why'd you copyright the thing?
Yeah.
Can you put it back? And he's like, we'll put back the video if King Batch gives us $30,000 and 10% publishing.
Oh my God, this is getting worse and worse.
And if you go on his website.
Did you write the song?
No, he didn't write it. He just made the beat. But his thing.
Switched the beats.
Yeah, we switched the beats. So his thing is what. So. If you go on his website, it says maybe $1,000 for making a beat, $400 for editing. Nothing even adds up to like $3,000, let alone $30,000.
So he thought he was going to get a cash cow.
Yeah,
like he was like, yo, this is my way out of Section A or some shit.
Yeah. How did you meet this guy?
I met him. Oh, shit. Yeah, I met him in the alley.
Nah,
no, you're lying.
This isn't
clear for you. He was naked and
yeah, I met him in hell. That's why he's all making sense.
He said he could make beats.
But yeah, so I just got the music video up yesterday. So thank you.
Okay. And it's fire, bro. This shit bangs.
Thanks.
Yeah,
bangs.
Damn.
So yo,
this is actually fire, dude. It's fire.
Thanks, bro.
How often are people giving you a hard time for being King Batch? Is that common?
No, not really. I don't get a lot of hate. But I mean...
You're a hard dude to hate, bro. Like, how could you hate this dude, bro?
I try to give out positivity.
Yeah.
That's what I try to... I try to give out positive vibes.
We had a conversation about this the other day. You know, like, he's got a SpongeBob backpack.
You've had that backpack for literally seven years.
Yeah. Odell gave that to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Odell, OBJ. Cleveland.
OBJ yeah, going Cleveland. To Cleveland. Yeah. Let's go, baby. I texted MGK. Colson. You know, he reps Cleveland hard, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, we're doing it, Colson. We're really doing it. He goes, we're really fucking doing it, love. We made it, bro. Damn, the team's going to be sick.
Supposedly, I saw LeBron tweet. He was like, oh, I want one of those jerseys. And all the people in Cleveland were like, nah.
Oh, for real?
Nah.
Wait.
Oh, of course there's hate.
on,
of course,
on,
from
on,
Cleveland on LeBron? Oh. For leaving Cleveland? Hell yeah,
oh,
bro. I'm
going
to LA.
Yeah, I get that.
There's a lot of hate.
What was that going to...
Yeah, that concussion, I feel like, has been affecting you.
I feel
there have
right.
been a few times where you've kind of like stuttered. Like, I looked at Andre and we were like, what's my
did, you do,
to
did
Jeff,
you do
like,
laser eyes to me at all? On this
no
one?
Laser eyes.
Fuck.
Have yeah. you gone to the doctor?
Nah, I'm not gonna.
You know how the ShamWow guy died, right?
He choked on a sponge.
Wait, was that how he died?
No,
I thought he got hit in the head with the luggage.
He got hit with the luggage and he went to sleep. So don't go to sleep and you'll be good.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Do you remember yesterday I said when I walked in and you were debilitated in the chair and you said you think you have a concussion, I said, just don't go to sleep. You're not supposed to sleep.
You know what I did right after that?
Yeah, I'm assuming you went to sleep.
Took a long ass nap.
Why?
Yeah, I got a concussion in high school. I was really tired, bro.
I got a concussion in high school and I'm not going to lie. First thing I did was sleep. It just seems like the only... It's
the
just
right
like
next step.
Everything hurts so bad.
Yeah.
You just want to go to, but that's how he died.
That's how you died.
Well, legend of ShamWow.
See, this one, this is like, it's like a level one concussion. I know it is, but like the problem with concussions for me is this is like concussion number 30. You know what I'm saying? Like I've fractured my skull. So like I am fucked, bro. So every time I get concussed now, I get a little bit worried about like what the long-term impact is. But on to Andre's point, he was like, bro, you're fucked anyways. Like your head is messed up horribly.
Wow.
Yeah, like at what point do you just like
throw in the towel on you just like, start smashing your head into walls and shit.
Whoa,
on purpose.
Have you seen those YouTube videos of the guy just in the windshield?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He passes out.
I saw a YouTube video of a girl who smashes her head into bread.
Makes bank.
She makes a ton of money.
Asian girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she gets it. She
we
gets
should
that
do that.
She bread. Gets the bread.
Bag ass shit. Yo, I want to go do an audio only Q&A. Is that cool?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, tight. Yo. King Batch, thank you for coming on Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Where can they find you on social? Probably just at King Batch,
right? Just King Batch.
Wait, do you have a concussion right now? Dude, you've forgotten a lot of stuff, too. Dude, we had to tell you about your clothing company. You forgot your Instagram handle.
I'm just slow on life.
No, it's all good.
That's all right.
No.
I think it's because of last
night. Just
keep
smiling, bro.
Just keep smiling.
Hit that subscribe button, ladies and gentlemen. We fucking love you. We'll see you Monday. Have a good weekend. Take it easy. Peace. Here we are. Audio only.
How was it? Was it good?
Yeah. Yeah, we're still here though.
We did a lot of a lot of
it's weird without Spencer. I didn't realize how
like
I don't know. It's like I really feel like it's a nice dynamic with Spencer and like that concussion today really fucked you up.
I don't agree.
Like.
I think when we watch it back, we're Gucci.
You made a couple weird noises sometimes like this.
I always do that.
I think you guys are doing great.
We covered a lot of micro topics today, which I like. We talked about R. Kelly. We talked about a lot of shit that's going on in the space, mm-hmm. which I think is cool because I think it's got a lot of relatability.
Yo, what was that question you asked me about the future? I want to know Badger's
if you
answer.
Could go into the future, how far would you travel?
Oh my God.
It's a big
I would
question.
Travel to my death day.
Hold on a second.
Hold on a second.
Why?
Why?
So then I could live longer.
What?
So I could see how
did you just say?
I could see how I died.
No, you don't want to know that, dude. You don't want to know that. If you could know today, right now, how and when you die, would you choose to know that information?
I would go to the future and I would change it.
You can't.
No, but hold on a second, really quickly. When you go to the assume when you go to the future that you're already dead. Like your other batch has already died. Like my question to you is this: would you want to go 500 to 1,000 years into the future and see like what tech has done, what like
and then come back and be the richest man in the world.
No, you don't get to come back.
You're just there.
You're just there.
Stuck.
And here's
life.
And here's the question. Here's the fucked up question. You could go too far where, by the way, there's no more humans left. Like we've been taken over by aliens.
When's
like,
the galaxy supposed to collide
I
with
thought,
the Centurion?
I can't remember. I think it might have been a billion years.
Like, is that too far? Or do you want to be here when the galaxies collide?
Or it might have been a million years. Sorry,
I can't remember. Won't we have like Star Trek stuff?
Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah.
Like imagine if you do like a million years and everyone's on Mars, and this is just a plastic Mars. Ass
no way.
Earth.
We're way out. We're like out in a million years.
Light
we're
years.
Way out.
We're light years away.
Yeah, we're out in Andromeda, just like getting it. Mm-hmm. We're at war with Andromeda.
We're like having sex with aliens, and then after that, like 30 years, it's gonna be looked down upon, like having sex
to
with
have
aliens.
Sex with aliens
because people are gonna tweet it. You having sex with aliens? All that stuff, you know.
That's true. Do you think we're living in a simulation? Is this even real life? Are you real, Batch?
Simulation theory, are you going to get into it right now?
Yeah, I mean, what do you think, dude?
Yeah, I'm down.
I don't think that's a valid answer, actually.
Yeah, I'm down. Because it's like things like this, you can't, because then people call you crazy. The earth is flat, you're crazy. Drops Wednesday, right, by the way?
Next Wednesday.
You got to come to the premiere, by the way.
Oh, yeah, where is it?
It's going to be Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I'll be in China and be in Hong Kong with your guy.
Spencer. We're doing, for people who can't make it, we're doing cardboard cutouts.
Oh yeah, we can make
one. So we'll
one
do one for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm. Make sure I'm sitting next to a hottie.
We got
course,
you.
Bro.
Cool.
We'll tell them King Batch is coming, I'm sure.
Dope.
What'd you do all day when Instagram was down?
I was on set, so I didn't even know.
Wow. Must be nice. We had to talk to each other.
What?
Swag. It's
so bad.
Damn.
In one day, suddenly 99% of the population of models were no longer models.
Mm.
Yeah.
Imagine if
Instagram's down.
Imagine if Instagram just went down. Forever.
And you're not a model anymore.
And you're not, then what do you do?
And you had to rely on your like charm and shit. Like I was hanging out with girls, and normally I'd be like, yo, this sucks. But and then I would like, while I'm with them, go on their Instagram and like look at their butt shots. I'm like, wow, now I know why. I couldn't do it yesterday.
Oh my God.
So I had to just keep looking at them, and they would just be like, so like, do you like lattes? And
I'm like, that's how they talk.
Tough, bro.
I think you're hanging out with the wrong ones.
Probably.
Do you like lattes?
I don't think you're
Is that a robot? Like who the fuck are you hanging out with? Sex dolls?
Yeah, he hangs out with the wrong one. Yo, there's robots now that you can purchase exact replicas of you. Do you know the comedian Whitney Cummings?
Yeah.
She has a robot of her.
No way. Can we see it?
A Whitney Cummings robot. I don't know if she's went public with it.
Oh.
But I know she has it. And she plans on, when she does her like her show and everything, she plans on doing all the press as the robot.
What?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh, I've seen some China stuff like that. You seen that?
Yeah, with the, like the robots do the newscast and everything.
Do you know they have genetic babies now? Like they have mutants?
Genetically engineered babies.
Yep.
That scientist that did that got in trouble. That the Chinese scientist
he got in trouble?
Experimented with genetic engineering got in trouble. And I tweeted, I actually deleted it, but I tweeted we should genetically engineer him into like a donut or something.
And then eat him?
Yeah. For nutrients or like just to kill him?
Both. I think make sure
it's,
you know.
It's more of like a. If there's a delicious looking donut in front of you, what are you not going to eat it? Even
but
if you
like,
do
yo,
know
that's
it's
a
like
scientist.
A.
Yeah.
You're going to eat it, the scientist.
What about there's influencers now that are CGI influencers?
Nope,
have you ever
I don't
seen,
believe
yeah.
it.
Nah, that's
she's,
true.
She's not
she's
even
got 2 million followers.
2 million. And she's not a real person.
What's her name?
Isn't that the person that's beating PewDiePie?
No, that's T-Series.
That's T-Series.
Did he pass him?
No.
For 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
He passed him.
Dude, he's got
89 million subscribers.
Million subs. Probably
Danny, what's the name of the robot? The robot influencer. M-I-Q.
Oh, what? Can you not say girl anymore?
Did you say what?
Female. Yeah.
Okay, 1.5 million followers.
And she's
19
a
LA.
And she's
robot.
Rocking Black Lives Matter too.
She's 19.
Yo, this is a robot. A robot influencer. She looks.
She's CGI composite.
Oh, it's not a robot?
No, what do you mean by that?
It says robot on the thing, on her profile.
Yeah, but.
She's not a real.
She's not walking.
No. It's just a computer graphic.
Take a picture with this person, post it.
I've been misled.
No, you haven't. You got it.
Looks real, right?
Would you date her?
Hell yeah. She's
kind of hot. She's a babe,
She's
bro.
Cute as hell.
I'd get her some better pants, though.
Yeah, what's...
I don't know, but is that fashion? That's
fashion. Is that what they call fashion?
Look, this girl, she's got fashion. She's super futuristic. She's a CGI, like, robot girl. I don't know. If it came down to it, bro, and you could, like, marry a robot, she's just the most perfect girl. Would you do it? Like some sort of Black Mirror scenario.
A robot? Nah, I couldn't because I'd need... Because then she could kill me. Because like a robot is studying everything about you.
Yeah.
And they're trained to kill.
They're trained... Right?
No, AI is what you're talking about.
Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson. Artificial intelligence.
Yeah, but the robot has to have a robot has to have AI inside of it to operate.
Hey, how do you know so much about robots, Jeff?
Jeff, are you a robot? Jeff, are you a fucking robot?
It's happening. It's coming. Every commercial that's...
But hold on a second. No robot that comes out in the future from now forward is not going to have AI. Think about it for maybe the shitty like toaster robots, but I'm saying think about it.
About it. If we were to take this
manager
back.
Jeff, think about Alexa. Alexa learns. She's data driven.
Oh,
she
true.
Learns about you. She has AI.
Just like Batch was saying, like, aren't you nervous that it's going to learn about you and you'll be like, oh shit, it's going to kill
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but who's
going to... Oh man, I don't clean the dishes. Like, boom, there's the robot. As opposed to the robot that just like, press the button, cleans the dishes. Press the button, cleans this.
Press the button, jerks you off.
Yeah,
exactly.
Whoa! Yeah, but you can't marry... yes, you could.
There's a movie called Her.
Her? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, incredible. I'm going to watch it tonight.
It's great.
It's on Netflix?
Joaquin Phoenix? Joaquin?
Joaquin.
Joaquin Phoenix. The guy who's playing the next Joker.
And Charlize Theron.
Look, it's a great movie. Taking this one step back, have you ever seen VR porn? I'm talking about you put on the goggles and you're in a VR porn world.
If not,
I don't even have goggles.
So I have. Have you done it?
Nope.
I actually have a horrifying story.
Go for it.
It's bad. And actually, it involves a girl that you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
Sipping that tea there.
Okay,
huh?
I'll say it. We're here on audio only. Mm-hmm. I'll do it. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
They can't see.
They can't see.
They can't hear.
They can't hear.
I was in bed here with a girl that you know you made a video with.
I made a video with her?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll talk about this later.
Yeah, I'll tell you which one.
Yeah.
This was when I first got my house. And so the builders were still kind of like doing things around the house. And like, I think my sink was... broken in my room. So I'm in bed with this girl. It's like our first time sleeping together, and one of the builders comes in, one of the guys who like built the house, and he's like, hey man, sorry, hope you don't mind. And I didn't have the balls, and I was so young at the time, I didn't have the balls to be like, hey, get the fuck out of my room, I'm naked with a girl.
Wait, you were naked?
Yes, under the covers.
And
but
he was a robot,
but still, it was like, no, no, not a robot. But anyways, then his friend comes in, his weird friend. Like his friend, not a builder, just like a comrade. And he's like, oh my God, Logan Paul. He's rushing. He goes, Logan Paul, oh my God, this is, I didn't know this was your house.
This sounds like an orgy.
He goes, I saw the dog, Kong.
Yeah.
He goes, I saw the dog and I know this dog looks familiar.
What?
And then, so he's like, I am such a big fan. Can I get a picture? Bro, I'm naked with a girl in my bed, in my fucking house.
Right.
And he's like, can I get a picture? I'm like, sure.
What?
So I panic. And so I let him take the selfie. Me, him, this girl. And I'm like, wait, fuck. Dog, I'm so sorry. You gotta delete that. Yeah. You gotta delete that. He's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I hope I'm not being invasive. And this was my opportunity to be like, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
But I didn't, bro. I liked his energy. And then I was like, by the way, like, what do you do? We started talking. He's like, oh, I do VR porn. And then it started clicking. I'm like, that's why he's so weird and intrusive and doesn't think anything of this. And so then he gave me a pair of VR porn goggles and put it on my head. So I'm in bed with this stranger and this girl watching VR porn, which is this dude's company. And he gave me the goggles. They've never worked ever since that day.
Did they work that day?
Wow. Yes.
Was it full 360?
Yes.
Bro, so I have a pair as well from, I think they're Google ones, and you drop your phone in it. And so then you could like be on Pornhub and
when Mike takes his naps.
When I don't have him here actually. And you could find like a dual screen thing, you put it in and bro, you literally look around you and like your homies behind you like fucking, bro.
What?
And you like you can look up, down.
And someone's fucking on the roof?
Like no fucking on the roof. Yeah, but it's wild. Yeah, what they do is they do it in POV. And so like when you look down, your dick
is their dick.
Is there? Yes, bro.
Wow.
And so like you know like as soon as they provide like some sort of robotic jerker.
Oh, it's over. It's
which
over.
I think that already exists.
Ready Player
too.
One.
Yeah, it's over.
Damn.
No point to go out. No point to go find it's, chicks yeah, because you can it. Find
you
them online.
Them, you
bro.
Find them online.
Yeah.
Everyone's just gonna be obese.
That's it. Like in that movie, Wall-E. with the fat people with no bone structure. Like,
you should watch Wall-E. It's incredible.
Yes.
It's incredible.
I've seen that movie.
Fat people floating around in chairs in a space station.
Oh, yeah, because they're so lazy.
Yeah. Incredible. Mm-hmm. Honestly, that's not a bad life, though, huh? Or maybe you want to do stuff.
Yeah, because then if you're obese, I keep saying obese because fat is offensive.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Good for you. No wonder you don't get in trouble.
Wow. If you're obese, no, if you're fat, nah, not obese. If you're obese, your life expectancy goes.
But if everyone's obese, it's kind of dope.
What?
Everyone's obese.
And then the life expectancy is going to go from 100 to 60.
Yeah, but you're living on a space station to Mars with robots named Wall-E.
Oh, you can get a new heart.
You can get a new everything. Yeah. I mean, and you have a body, a little cart that flies you around. Mm. It's pretty sweet.
I'm down.
Maybe we just do the carts and not the obese part, huh?
I don't know. I feel like I'm on a good...
Or do they go hand in hand, probably?
I think you have to do both.
Yeah, yeah, but just don't fall out because you can't get any more concussions.
I think that happened.
No more.
Full circle. Yo, thanks for joining us today.
No doubt.
Go be King Batch. Go continue taking over the world, doing movies and whatnot.
Yes. What are you doing? Are you going to be doing movies after Airplane Mode drops?
Maybe. I don't know. I like the internet, bro.
We're doing a lot of our own shit.
I like the internet.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know.
If we want to make a movie, we'll just make a fucking movie, bro.
Yeah. Of course. 100%.
We'll see. I'm young, bro.
But the thing is, like, back in the day, when radio came out, radio was a thing, right? Yeah. And then TV just came out and they were like, TV, get the fuck out of here. No one's gonna watch TV. Like, why would you do that? And then TV took over radio.
Yeah.
And then movies. Took over TV and now it's going back.
I know.
So now it's the internet. So internet's like, get the fuck out of here. Social media stars, get the fuck. They're not going to be anything. And then now we are taking over the world.
We're taking over.
Remember Netflix? They're like, Netflix, get the fuck out of here. Now everyone wants to do Netflix. Yeah. So it's like, it's going back to.
I read somewhere that.
We're the future.
I think Netflix. Offered to sell themselves to Blockbuster or something, and Blockbuster like
probably vice versa.
Or wait,
Blockbuster only has one store left.
No. Like
back in the day,
like the Blockbuster had an opportunity to buy Netflix and didn't. Didn't. And then
but to be honest with you,
Blockbuster had an opportunity to buy Netflix.
Yeah, well, that was when they were like.
Popping,
emailing
DVDs.
But what I'm saying is, if Blockbuster had bought Netflix, it wouldn't have like worked the way it did.
A crazy one that was like the past 10 years what companies have been made.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's wild.
Like, what's gone? Like 10 years, fucking like AOL, gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
There's still one. Listen, there's still one Blockbuster left.
Is there really?
One Blockbuster left in the whole
They put it in Captain Marvel.
And they did. And they put it in Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Wow. It was a Blockbuster cameo. Everyone started laughing.
Literally the only part of the scene I actually liked.
That's dope. All
right, man. Go do your life.
All right.
I hope it's a good one.
We'll be here. Come back and
visit. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Impulsive. We freaking love you. We'll see you. Have a good weekend.
Yes.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.